Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us with Meet Me at the Diner with host Dan Eller. Our special guest today is Trey Ward. Live from Sharp Passes Gallery, here's Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're here with the one and only Trey Ward today. He's got a new show on WCRS. It's called You Gotta Hear This, and let's just hear a little bit of You Gotta Hear This.
You Gotta Hear This, the radio program that brings you talented singers, songwriters, and musicians, and music that you probably never heard before on regular radio. Each week, we hope to bring you music that will be new and refreshing to you.
Oh, that's right. You Gotta Hear This. Here's Trey Ward. What gave you the idea to come up with a show like this?
Well, one, I don't like most of what's played on the radio today. I don't listen to it. Maybe that's just because I'm getting old and crusty. But
old and crusty Trey Ward.
But I particularly, and I'm speaking particularly about country music and country radio, which is one of the biggest radio markets in America.
Sure.
And the world. I really don't like what they're doing anymore, and kind of turns me off. So you hear, especially being a songwriter like I am, and I go to Nashville a lot, you hear lots of great music done by lots of great people that are way better than Taylor Swift or Kenny Chesney or some of these people, and you wonder, why is this not getting on the radio? Why isn't this being played? Why aren't these people?
Do they have sex appeal?
Well, I think that's – well, what you've hit on is it's part of formula. It's
right.
A formula. It's not so much about melody and meaning anymore. It's a formula. It's a business model that works. And the young kid with the gel hair that looks really good in tight jeans that really can't sing but doesn't have to be able to anymore because with electronics and auto-tuning. And I'm not trying to make fun of Taylor Swift. I mean, I have to say I do like some of her songs and admire her songwriting skills. But if you've ever heard her live and compare her to the record, she's not really very real. It's all electronic. So
she'd be better off to stay in the studio.
Yeah.
Encouraged for musical quality.
Well,
yes.
I don't think American ears
tell the difference.
Can tell the difference sometimes, but I guess what my point is a lot of people now that are really the big mega stars aren't really very good and aren't very, very talented. And because in days past, back in the old days, all the musicians were in one room around one mic and they hit the record button
and let it rip.
There was no fixing anything or tuning anything or fixing this or dubbing that. I mean, it was very real.
Kind of like when we
do stuff. And that's been lost.
It's kind of like when we have stuff on the radio here.
Well,
just playing it and letting it rip.
Well, I mean, real life has warts and has all kinds of problems. And, and that's what I'm trying to say about music is it's very canned. It's all formula now. And it's all about really making money more than it is art. And so that's why I wanted to do this. And I wanted to... you hear, I can't think of anything right off the top of my head, but you hear a song, the way it begins, it might be a guitar intro.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the guy that played that? If somebody hadn't played that lick, whoever that artist was wouldn't have had that big famous record, and the guy that played that lick got no credit for it.
Sure.
And the same with songs. I mean, they don't come out of thin air. Somebody writes them. And really, they're the person that played the lick or the person that wrote the song. There's a real talent. There's a real art. Anybody can put on a wig or put gel in their hair and have some plastic surgery and be auto-tuned and all that and be real fake and be the face of it. But the real genius of it is somebody that nobody knows. And I wanted to put that on the radio.
Well, that's it used to be a big deal who sang, Kris Kristofferson did songs for this artist and that artist, and you used to hear more about the person that actually wrote the songs.
Yeah, and he's one of my, probably in the top five people that I admire the most. He's a terrible singer.
Right.
And he doesn't really look very good.
Right.
I mean, he's never been the sexy guy.
Right.
Or anything, but, he wrote so many great songs for Johnny Cash, and,
Barbara Streisand?
Oh,
did he do Barbara Streisand songs? Maybe.
He may have, I don't know, but he's written a lot of really big, really big hits over the years, and he's one of those guys that had the genius, and to create it.
And then we put somebody else out front because when we put Kris Kristofferson out front, it just doesn't seem the same, does it?
No, I guess people are too shallow to appreciate you know, his genius, and you've got to put it in the right package.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a business formula.
Sure, absolutely. Well, he's got a new show. Actually, it's been on, I think, about a month and a half now. You've Got to Hear This. We're airing that from 5 to 6 on WCRS, 1450 AM. It's got a lot of great music. You interview artists, and then you play some of their songs. And it's basically what you like, right? That's what you're out there doing.
Well, it's not necessarily what I like, but I'm trying to expose people that otherwise probably wouldn't or you know, can't get played on the radio.
Sure. Well, it is very interesting. It's good stuff. You know, we just had the Bluegrass Festival during the Festival of Flowers. That was a huge success. In fact, Volume 5 is one of the groups that you featured when you did one of your shows.
Right, for the Bluegrass Festival. Yeah.
Right, Volume, and they were here.
Yeah, we did a show on them, and then, of course, they came and played. And the television program Life in the Carolinas actually filmed them and put it in part of their show, and I understand the city of Greenwood's using it in a commercial, so it turned out to be a great thing. And you know, I wrote the song that they played, so
so there we have a songwriter right here.
There was some self-promotion involved in it, I guess. But
what was the song that you wrote for them?
The Volume 5 song it's called The Greenwood Mill, and it was written about, you know, growing up. I grew up on the old mill hill where Plant 4 and 5 was, in the middle of town, right there kind of between, right there where Maxwell Avenue is.
Sure.
And when I was a little boy, everybody that I knew in my life, you know, worked in the mill. Every adult did. And my mother worked the second shift, and my father worked the first, and the whistle would blow when the shifts changed. You know, the mill ran 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the day, and the whistle would blow, and the shifts would change, and my dad would come out of the mill in the afternoon, and my mom would have a lunch packed in a bag for her, and she would go in. Seemed like it was around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they would swap me off when I was a little kid, and that's the way everybody lived, and everybody that had a job worked for Greenwood Mills or worked in some kind of support business, like a hardware store or something like that sold, you know, products for that the mill used. So that was life here.
Absolutely, and it made for a very good community, I think.
Yeah, I really look back on that with lots of fondness, and I remember many nights as a child on Merriman Street, the street I grew up on. All the windows were open, and you know, you didn't lock the door; you just latched the screen.
Right.
You know, and the
totally
front,
different life.
And the front and back screen was open all. I mean, door were open all night with just a latched screen. You know, and
you didn't worry about it.
Nobody had air conditioning, or we didn't.
Right.
And but it wasn't a big deal. Nobody worried about it.
Nobody worried about it. That's right. So I think it was a good time, and I think it actually molded our community to what it is today. I mean, we do have we've changed a lot, but we still have that caring community spirit right here in Greenwood. When you look at all the different charities and the people that get involved when something needs to be done, we certainly still have that. And I actually think that the basic fiber of Greenwood being woven, like that with the mills, being woven together from Greenwood Mills and from the past there, makes a difference in how we are as people today.
Right, right. And, you know, it was a great way to grow up. I look back on it with lots of fondness, you know, now as an adult.
Absolutely. So, Andy, how about let's hear that Volume 5, Greenwood Mills, written by the one and only Trey Ward. It's a great song. Let's listen to that, and then let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The 6 a.m. mill whistle blows, another day to the mill I go, 10 long hours of dust and wind, pays another day of the mill house rings. The soul work shirt sticks to my back. I eat my lunch from a paper sack. I'll live and die on this mill hill, working for the Greenwood Mill, working for the Greenwood Mill. The and sweat as I watch the clock. 6 days a week with no time off. Gotta spin the yarn, gotta make the fall. So work shirt sticks to my back. I eat my lunch from a paper sack. I'll live and die on this mill hill, working for the Greenwood Mill, working for the Greenwood Mill.
Classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass, Greenwood.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Special guest today is Trey Ward. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We are talking with our own songwriter right here in Greenwood, Trey Ward. He really has done a lot of good things with his music. You know what's most impressive? You have persisted with it, Trey. I think a lot of people would have given up a lot sooner.
Yeah, and sometimes I wonder why I keep doing it. Because right now I'm not making that much money at it.
But you actually have, you had to go through quite an audition process to be able to sing at the Nashville Bluebird Cafe. And you've been back there many times, but it was quite a process to go to get into that.
Well, it's kind of tough. A lot of people try out for it. I think the day that I auditioned, there were 175 people, and it was a very, very long line. And I think I got there at 11, and I didn't get to audition until about 4:30 in the afternoon. And they only let you do 60 seconds. You can stand up.
6 hours for 60 seconds, right?
You can stand up and sing and play for 60 seconds. And that's all they let you do. So it's real nerve-wracking. I mean, you watch a lot of people crash and burn in front of you, a lot of people burst into tears. And, I mean, it's high pressure, you know. But I made it. I really didn't think I would because there were so many people there and so many people were so good, but somehow I did.
60 seconds.
That's right.
What did you do in 60 seconds? Did you play something you had done or?
Oh yeah, you can only do original music. Okay. You can only do stuff that you wrote. And I did a song called "Can't Bottle That" that I wrote about my little girl.
I know that song. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably have played it and you've heard it before, but that's what I did. And you can basically do a verse and a chorus, and that's about it. You know, so, and then you're done.
Right. So, how can somebody make a decision like that, Trey?
Well, I understand why they do it, because there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in Nashville trying to make it, you know, in the music business. And, you know, anybody that's in the business there, they're just deluged with people submitting things and trying to get their foot in the door and everything. And they just have to, you know, say, if you can't communicate your idea in 60 seconds, then, you know, you're not ready for here. And that's kind of what that audition process is about.
Sure. Well, I mean, it would kind of remind you of America's Got Talent, or, you know, America's Got Talent, or...
Well, yes, but it's not nearly...
as glamorous.
Yeah, I don't like any of those programs. I don't like American Idol or any of that stuff. It's all... I mean, I don't care what anybody says. It's all scripted and made for TV. You know
sure,
very
sure.
well that somebody doesn't get up there that's really terrible, you know, which happens. And they do that for TV. They do
sure.
it for ratings and... You know, somebody didn't come to that television program and is, you know, just terrible and awful and, you know, gets booed and voted off without them knowing that they were that way.
Right. Well, you're right. I don't know if you've ever seen on Saturday night, but one of my favorite shows that Jeff absolutely abhors is the 30-Second Talent Show.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen it?
I hate reality TV, and I really don't watch it at all, but...
Well, they give these people 30 seconds to sit, and that's all they have, and they could win $25,000. And I tell you what, and then they have the eliminator meter where
yeah.
the people in the audience can boo them off the stage. It's a scream, but it's 30 seconds. That's it. That's all you get.
Well, you know, all those programs are really about pleasing the herd and
right.
about pop culture.
Yeah.
And you don't really see any real artists come out of stuff. You know, trying to please the herd. And,
oh, come on.
And
when you see an 80-year-old grandmother blowing the bottles and playing a song, you got to admit that's talent, right?
Well, it might be silly entertainment, but I don't know if it's talent.
All right. Well, anyways, you have been back to the Bluebird how many times now?
I think September will be my 12th appearance.
Wow.
12 times.
So you're going back in September?
Right, September the 4th. And, for some reason, they always book me on holiday weekends, but you know, that's okay. I'm glad that they let me come.
That's right. So, tell us a little bit about being at the Bluebird. If you've never been there, what's it like?
Well, it's probably highly overrated.
Overrated? Okay.
It's a very well. I mean, I think you know there was a TV show on it. There's been movies made there. Lots and lots of people's careers were launched there. In the 80s and the 90s, and I don't know if, not that the Bluebird has changed, but I think the business has changed, and I don't know if things will happen that way again. But it has a big reputation, and you go, and it's just a little tiny place in a strip mall, and it's not even the size of your gallery here. It's it probably only seats, I think it has 75 chairs.
Wow.
And, of course, there's always a line an hour before it opens every night, you know, and it's open 7 days a week. It is up 7 days a week. There's always a line, an hour wait to get in, you know, even before the doors open.
Wow. And do they, do I remember you telling us about it? Is it autographed? Can you find little autographs from all the people that have been there?
Oh, yeah, there's memorabilia and stuff all over the place on the walls and from lots of people that, you know, started out there.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So I know you're looking forward to it. Have you been working on any new music or?
Well, I'm constantly working on new music. I don't, it's not a song until it's finished, so a lot of times you start stuff and you ball it up and throw it in the trash.
Oh, come on now, Trey, don't tell us that. We just had a call from Dan Wickman. He says it gives new meaning to Gone in 60 Seconds. He says, we know how good you are and we'll give you about 50 years. More that you can be playing out there. Dan Wickman said that.
Thank you, Dan.
That's right. So how about that? Well, anyways, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking to Trey Ward. He's got a new show on WCRS. He wants you to tune in. You know, the premise of the show is you want people to hear all these artists, and this is what you're concentrating on. Maybe not the mainstream, right?
Well, yeah, I want to play music that's not being played on the radio, and I also want to tell stories. I mean, you hear songs on the radio all the time, and you'd be surprised. A lot of times when you hear a song on the radio, that song's been out there for 10 or 15 years, and somebody's been going door-to-door on Music Row, or maybe not necessarily, maybe in Los Angeles or somewhere, trying to get that song cut. And a lot of times songs will be picked and put on hold for over and over and over 10, 15 times before they ever get recorded by an artist. And put out, and then, you know, it becomes a great big song, but nobody realizes the long, long history and story behind it, you know, that writers and people that play music for a living go through to get it there.
Yeah, it's not like they show it in the movies, right?
That's right. I mean, it's an untold story most of the time.
Well, I think you found a great niche with this show. It's called You've Got to Hear This. It's on from 5 to 6 on WCRS. You also can go on our website at WLMA.net and find Trey Ward's shows right there. There's podcasts of them. They're all up there, so check it out if you don't get to listen between 5 and 6 on Saturday. And, of course, you know we can always listen on the stream at WLMA.net. Just click on WCRS. You'll be able to hear it loud and clear, provided the stream is working and the stars align and all this other good stuff. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We are here. We're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with Trey Ward. So don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Happy days. Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, special guest Trey Ward, live from Sharp Passes Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
That's right. He's a songwriter. He's a picker and a player. And now he's a radio personality because he's got his own show. It's called You Gotta Hear This. Trey Ward, you are back with us. We just had another call. Jim Stedman said, heard you play several times and loves bluegrass and country. Tried to call in on your show. Are you going to take comments or requests? Also, he thinks you should make your show 2 hours, Trey.
Well, if you'll double the pay, I will consider another hour.
It's hard when you're doing stuff as a labor of love, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
I would love to do 2 hours. One thing that's really kind of impressed me is how long it takes me to put together 1 hour.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you think, is it?
No, it takes a lot of time. It does.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we just had another call come in here, and we're going to get to that in just a second. Betty Sullivan says, "Don't talk, just play." And she goes, "Just kidding. Loved your downtown show. She needs it at least once a month." I think she must be talking about the bluegrass show. I guess. Yeah.
Well, we're really trying to do that. I mean, and not just bluegrass. I mean, that's really where my heart is. But same premise behind this radio program. We're trying to bring Nashville songwriters here. Some of them have written things you've heard. Some of them hadn't. But, I mean, they're creative people out there that spend their whole lives doing this, and nobody knows who they are.
Sounds like a song. Nobody. Oh,
nobody
that was
knows.
A different. All right. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. There you go. All right. Well, anyways, talking about the show, you got to hear this, Trey. You were going to tell us about this one segment here. It was one of your first shows that you did.
Yes. I think this is about Kurt Fortmeyer.
Okay.
He's a songwriter I met at the Bluebird. I think the second time I ever appeared at the Bluebird, I met Kurt Fortmeyer there. And he really made a big impression on me. He's bummed around the United States all his life playing and singing songs, and you know, didn't really focus on a career or making money other than just writing and playing. And he eventually moved to Nashville in maybe about 2003. And when I first met him, you know, he's kind of, in a way, he's kind of a Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson kind of person. You know, you meet
that's
so many,
a combination right
you meet
there.
So many people, you know, that are trying to fit into that cowboy hat act kind of thing, and you know, the, like we were talking about, the Taylor Swift kind of image that they're doing, you know, and here was this middle-aged man with long hair and a beard, played a guitar and a harmonica and had a bandana tied around his head, you know, and he was just kind of a rebel in a way, you know, buck in Nashville, you know, because Nashville's a very politically correct kind of place, and country music is too. And, you know, here was this guy doing this, and I really wanted to do a program on him. And the first time I ever saw Kurt play was at the Bluebird, and he played this song called My Dog Jesus. And the first verse made everybody in the room mad, you know, because they thought he was doing something sacrilegious. But if you listen to the words and listen to the message that he was trying to deliver, it was real strong, real powerful. And, you know, by the end of it, some people were in tears. So, You know, that's the kind of thing that I want to do with this program, and with my own songwriting is, you know, is expose this kind of stuff and these, you know, that kind of message.
Sure, and get the uh, get the story of the person out there, because sometimes it makes it a lot more meaningful when you know the person. It's just like song, Greenwood Mills, right?
Right, when you put a face on it. Of course, you know, there's a saying in Nashville, too, when you have to explain the song, you didn't do a very good job. So.
No, but I'm talking about knowing the person. You know, it's always great to know
put
the person.
Attaching a face and a personality to the music that you hear.
And probably it makes you understand maybe where they're coming from, particularly if you know a little about the person,
right,
which is what you're concentrating on when your show, You've Got to Hear This.
Right.
So we have that song, I think, don't we, Andy?
We do.
We do. Should we, you want to introduce it, Trey, and let's
do it.
Well,
this is my good friend Kurt Fortmeyer in Nashville. He writes with lots of hit writers. He's never had a really big cut. He's never had a number one song, but I think he's going to get one soon, and we're going to talk about some more of his stuff. But here's a guy that really deserves to be heard, and his name's Kurt Fortmeyer, and this song is called My Dog Jesus.
And listen to the whole song, folks.
That's right.
I found Jesus. Fall of 99, he was living with a Mexican in the trailer next to mine. I got down on my knees, he walked right up to me and licked my face. And old Pablo said he likes you, so I guess that you're okay. I said, what's his name? That's my dog Jesus. Now before you get all mad, there's lots of reasons why he's got a name like that. He's a shepherd and a good one. He's man's best friend and then some. Loves me and forgives me no matter what I do. He's the kind of friend who'd give his life for you. My dog Jesus. Well, I found Jesus on my porch at 4 a.m. I couldn't stand to hear him crying. I got up to let him in. That's when I saw the light from the trailer next to mine burning down. By sunrise, Shady Acres was a patch of smoking ground. And Jesus, he was nowhere to be found. 12 people searched the rubble, calling out his name. The firemen must have thought we all were crazy. But like the rest I knew, I could have perished in those flames. And I would have to accept Jesus saved me. I found Jesus because of what that dog showed me. And I was baptized 3 days later in a church right down the street. My sins were washed away. I was crying as I prayed, but through my tears I heard that preacher saying, hey, who brought that dog in here? Pablo, he answered loud and clear, that's my dog Jesus. Now before you get all mad, there's lots of reasons why he's got a name like that. He's a shepherd and a good one. He's man's best friend and then some. He loves me and forgives me no matter what I do. The kind of friend who'd give his life for you. That's my dog Jesus. That's my dog Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lou Dobbs, Mr. Independent.
Wow. Ann Eller, I love your show, the I Love Ann Show, which airs from 8 to 10 a.m. each weekday on WLMA Radio in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Well, we have a good time. It's a real positive, upbeat show.
I love it.
Well, then, you will just have to keep listening to the I Love Ann Show weekdays on WLMA 1350 a.m. or WLMA.net.
Monday, happy day.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ella with special guest Trey Ward. Live from Sharp Pets' Gallery, here's your host, Ann Ella.
Talking with Trey Ward, his new show, You Gotta Hear This, is right playing on WCRS from 5 to 6 on Saturday evenings. Lots of people are enjoying it and tuning into it. Lots of people are listening on the internet and enjoying it. So if you haven't heard it, if you'd like to expand your musical horizons, tune into this show. Trey's done an excellent job of coming up with a niche of letting you hear people you don't usually get to hear. And some of the best music that you hear sometimes is the music that the radio or the big on the streams and everything, they're not playing. So tune this one in. You've got to hear this from 5 to 6 on Saturday evenings, WCRS, that's 1450 AM, or on the stream at WLMA.net. Just click on WCRS. It'll come in. And there are podcasts with Trey's show right there on the website. So that's a pretty interesting song. And when you make that comparison, that is pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Kirk's a great writer, and he's, one of the people I admire as a writer, and I wanted to do a show on him. I want to do, shows about more people like him.
Absolutely. So can you tell us who you're going to be doing shows about in the future? Have you got some that you're working on or considering?
Yeah, I have a lot of ideas. I don't know if I'll be able to pull them all together. I mean, I want to go back and do some, historical things with music, like Music Row in Nashville. It's on hard times right now, and I'd like to go back to some of the great studios. Most of the music that you and I have heard in our lifetime came from two places, either the old Kwanzaa Hut, which was the first recording studio in Music Row, and then there's RCA Studio B, which is almost across the street, where Elvis cut over 200 songs and Chet Atkins produced just about everything that was done in that building for 30 years. And that was the home of Dolly Parton, Waylon Jennings, Charlie Pride. I mean, some of the, things that aren't, relevant today, but, was really big at the time. Johnny Cash. I mean, all of those songs were cut in those buildings, and it's to stand in those rooms, know all that music was made there is almost a religious thing to me. And I'd like to go back and do some of those sessions and play some of that, maybe do a show on RCA Studio B or on the Bradley Kwanzaa Hut. And then also there are just other writers that I've met in Nashville that, just like Kurt, that have tremendously good stuff that just hasn't made it out yet, either because of the suits in Nashville or in the bean counters or just because they haven't got it in front of the right person yet. So.
Because they don't recognize really good music, right?
Well, again, I think a lot of...
He said formula music, so they don't recognize
it's a lot of formula. I think a lot of what they do is formula, and they overlook a lot of the real talent and the real art.
Don't you think some of it is in the economy and everything, nobody wants to take a chance? It takes a lot of money to put stuff out there and everything.
Well, I think business does that. I mean, you see it in television and everything else. There's Pawn Stars comes on, and then you got three knockoffs that come along, to do the same thing. And as long as the ratings are there, they'll keep doing that,
Sure.
And that's the same thing in the music business. I mean, they're looking for another Taylor Swift and another Dixie Chicks and another Kenny Chesney right now. I mean, and they're going to try to put that kind of thing out. And I think a lot of really good stuff gets swept under the rug because it doesn't fit the particular mold that they're trying to do at the time.
Sure. Well, just look at what's happened with reality shows on TV. I mean,
that's all there is.
Up until the big strike, whenever that was, when everybody walked off, we always had good shows. And now it's all reality because they're cheaper, and that's how they filled the airwaves, and people loved it, so they just continued with it.
That's right. That's right.
So hopefully we'll be able to get some of this good music out here, right here on, not on WLMA, on WCRS. So, you're going back up there on September 4th to the Bluebird.
That's right.
Now, have you been back since, I'm sure you've been back since the flooding and all this?
Oh, yeah, several times.
And how is it up there in Nashville now? Is it back together? Or?
Well, I don't live there, so I guess I don't know much about maybe people that live out in the outer line areas. Downtown did get flooded, I think 1st and 2nd Avenue did, and but all that's been restored and opened back up. Even my friend Kurt, I think the business he works for, might have been flooded out. So certainly there was a lot of tragedy. I'm sure there's still lots of people recovering from it.
Sure. I just wondered because I don't get to go there. I don't get to go nowhere anymore. I just live right here in Greenwood in the Shire.
But they've mopped and cleaned up all the tourist traps downtown, and it's all good now.
All good. Okay, all the honky-tonks or whatever are in good shape. Now, you had another song that you wanted to talk about. This is one from your shows that you've been doing. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this is, I think maybe they're going to play some intro to it, too, but from the radio program. But this is the kind of thing I want to do more of. This is, again, another Kurt Fortmeyer song. Kurt Fortmeyer. And he wrote this with a guy named Dave Gibson, who's actually a pretty big-time songwriter and has had a lot of, maybe had a dozen hits or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is not a commercial recording. This is a demo. And this is what you use when you go to labels or publishers or artists, and you create a demo and say, here's a song I'd like for you to consider for your artist or for your company or whatever. And that's what this is. And that's, you know, this is the inside baseball of the music business and songwriting.
Sure. This is cool.
And this song is a really great song, too. I really fully expect it to be cut by somebody big, and I expect you to hear it on the radio someday as a hit song.
Well, we're going to hear it right now. Well, it's still not, I guess, a hit, right? But it's a great song, and Trey Ward says it's great. And who did this song again?
This is Dave Gibson and Kurt Fortmeyer's work, and it's called That Box.
That Box. Hey, Andy, can we play that segment, please?
We can.
This is Trey Ward, and you are listening to You Gotta Hear This. This next tune is not a record or a recording that's been put out by anybody, but it's actually a demo. And a demo is what lots of songwriters use to pitch to labels and potential artists who might record the song. This is Dave Gibson, who you might have heard of before. He wrote Jukebox in My Mind by Alabama, Ships That Don't Come In by Joe Diffie, Queen of Memphis, and Daddy Never Was a Cadillac Kind by Confederate Railroad, and Lonely and Gone by Montgomery Gentry. This is a song that he and Kurt Fortmeyer wrote together, and when you hear it down the road somewhere, I want you to remember that you heard it here first on You Gotta Hear This. Here is Kurt Fortmeyer and Dave Gibson's song, That Box.
There was this magic box sitting on the shelf, right above the fireplace in my grandpa's house. And I knew he'd get it down, spread all those treasures out, and we'd travel back in time and never leave the couch. He'd say, I got a million of them, kid. As he opened the lid, there was a purple heart from Uncle Sam, picture of a black Trans Am, just married sign, and all them tin cans. Go watching a rabbit's foot, first edition comic book of Spider-Man. He was a big fan. Oh, I could sit for hours and listen to him talk. It's hard to believe all those memories could fit inside that box. He talk about the big war, sit and reminisce of how much he loved grandma and their first kiss. It was always about that time. He'd get something in his eye and he'd say, you know, one of these days, I gotta quit smoking this old pipe. He'd grin and say, guess who's on deck? And I'd love what he'd do next. Show me that foul ball from Willie Mays. He caught on his birthday back in 62. And Willie signed it too. Two tickets to the county fair. He first met Grandma there on the tilt-a-whirl, and she became his girl. I could sit for hours as he turned back the clock. Well, it's hard to believe all those memories could fit inside that box. It all seems like a dream to me now.
as I sit beside this hole in the ground. And they lowered him down. And as they shovel on the dirt and rock, I excuse myself, have to take a walk. 'Cause it's hard to believe all those memories could fit inside that box. 'Cause he was bigger than life to me. And all those memories could never fit inside that box. I miss you, Grandpa.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Well, I can't say thank you because I had nothing to do with it.
Hey, you picked it out, and you brought it out here to us. And, you know, that's the great thing about your show is people are going to hear music they don't normally hear. So the name of the show is?
You Gotta Hear This.
And it's by Trey Ward, and it's on from 5 to 6. And, of course, you can on WCRS, 1450 AM. And, of course, you can always tune into the podcast on WLMA.net. So that's right. We've got a page, and we've got to do a little something to make it a little more out front there for you. But it is there. You can listen to the podcast anytime you want. And, gosh, you'll be going in September. You'll have a new show for us. This show, actually, that we're going to play this Saturday is one of your first shows.
It's the first one, and I really, you know, was flying by the seat of my pants and didn't promote it. Even the guy I did it on didn't know about it, but his name is Randy Kors, and he's one of the greatest musicians and singers you'll ever hear. And
didn't
I'll put
him
up in his. Yeah, he's actually played here in Greenwood before, and he's a friend of mine. He's recorded some of my songs, and I don't think there's anybody in the music business that's any better than he is.
So if you would like to hear some really good music, you got to hear this. You got to listen 5 to 6 on this Saturday on WCRS, 1450 AM on the radio dial. But you can also hear it on the stream at WLMA.net. Click on WCRS. It comes right up, pops right up. Enjoy. Hey, you know what, Trey? This has been a lot of fun. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. I certainly hope that you keep working and cranking out these shows because we sure enjoy having them, and people are loving it, and people are signing up to listen on the stream. So it's a good thing. It's a win-win, and who knows? It may go really far because people will start hearing music like they've never heard music before.
Well, good, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do it.
All right. Hey, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Hey, listen, price of gold, oh, my God, it's up to $1,585, folks. If you've got gold to sell, let me tell you, don't go for the long haul. Cash it in now. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Silver's up, too. Great day to come see us. We'll be here all afternoon. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for coming on today, Trey.
Thank you.
All right. This is WLMA. We'll join the news in progress. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.